our actual geek of the week, and it's Amanda Hone. Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. You put yourself forward. Sometimes people nominate others, but you put yourself forward. So we'll hand the floor over to you, Amanda. Why are you our geek of the week?
Okay. Well, basically, I am obsessed with brown tourist signs.
Brown tourist signs.
Yeah. So basically, I spend a lot of my life travelling around Britain and randomly turning off roads when I see brown signs.
So did you do it quite ad hoc?
I do it all the time. It started off ad hoc. I did it kind of just for fun because I'm a geek and I liked, I don't know, I just got intrigued by the signs really and always wanted to follow them and see where they led.
I like the idea that if you were going somewhere else but then you see a brown sign, you just have to go down left.
Yeah,
and
that's
see what's there.
It's like a joke, but I mean, I genuinely do that. I'm late a lot because I'm randomly turning off roads.
I'd love it if you'd like missed the birth of your nephew because you're like, sorry, I was at Elgar's birthplace museum. Yeah. It was beautiful.
People understand now they're used to it.
Well, we salute you obviously for this, and you're it's not just a hobby, it's not just a disease now, is it?
Well, not really. I mean, I gave up kind of my full-time proper job in order to do this, really. It's always been something that I always kind of wanted to do in the back of my mind. And then, so I graduated as an occupational psychologist, is the irony of that. And I was kind of unemployed and lacking some direction. So instead of kind of looking for a proper job, I thought I'd set off around Britain and basically visit as many, because there's 93 different symbols.
Right.
Point the way to different types.
Hang on, there's 93 different symbols, i.e. like, I've said
an owl for like a bird of prey centre, and a praying knight for like brass rubbing, and a lighthouse for a lighthouse, and like a tank for a military museum. And so there's 93 of those, but then there's, I don't know how many other unique ones.
So, yeah, what always bothers me is the sign for any kind of wildlife park is an elephant. And it's
it's not. There's different. There's a safari park, which is a lion,
right.
And the zoo should be an elephant. But there's also, there's lots of categorisation issues, within these things. But I mean, I find that quite funny.
That's brilliant. See, already I'm enlightened, and this is why you're here.
Just hearing there's lots of categorisation issues made us both beam.
Yes, see, not every radio show will be excited by categorisation issues, but we are absolutely excited.
I am too. I like that.
Have you had any that you couldn't find, that you've followed the signs for and you've just got completely...
Yeah, there are. I mean, I just shouldn't really say it because I'm kind of singing the phrases of following brown signs, but sometimes they do peter out often, so you can get, like, tourist roads or, tours that you can do, and you start following two or three left, right, and then you come to a T-junction and there's no brown sign.
Right.
Nice.
You make it up yourself.
That is making your own entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's the inspiration to start, which is what I'm interested in.
Brilliant. So people can go to your website, which is www.followthebrownsigns.com.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
What will they find there, Amanda?
Okay, well, basically, it's... I was travelling around Britain and kind of randomly following brown signs, but I thought, well, it's really interesting, it's fun. I mean, it's horrendously geeky, but it's actually really interesting, and there's just brilliant people and places to, to go and discover if you randomly follow brown signs. And I thought, just me doing it is not as fun as getting everybody else involved. So one of the things I want to do is get as many on the map as possible.
Right.
So there's a page that you can go to. It's the Get Me Involved page. And basically, it's just a really quick form. And attractions with brown signs can sign up. And if you've got a favourite brown sign or a weird brown sign, you can just pretty much just add it there and it'll go straight on the map.
And have you got any that you really love?
My favourites probably are lighthouses and windmills.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always in awe of people that have kind of preserved these, I suppose, redundant, kind of pieces of our industrial past. But they're just, like, really important, and I don't know, I think I'm always inspired by them.
There's a lot of romance to a lighthouse as well.
Yeah, I think so. And they're, like, lonely and, like, battling against the world.
Oh, yeah,
I tell you where you want to go. The Grace Darling Museum. I went there on the holidays. It was good.
Yeah, exactly.
Where is it? Where is it?
It's up by the Farne Islands in Belford. Oh, it's not Belford. Dunstanborough.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Well, look, we'll put a link from our Twitter page to your website, Amanda, so people can go there and have a look and follow what you do and get involved, which I like particularly.
Yeah, get involved in the geekery. Always.
Yeah, you are a brilliant geek.
Thank you. It's so nice to meet you.
Lovely to speak to you. We'll go and have a look at your website now, and we're just basically telling everybody, if you see a brown sign, turn left, turn right, follow it,
exactly.
No matter what you're doing.
Follow it and tell the world.
I'm always like that with Gulliver's Land. Coming back from gigs, I'm like, can we just go Gulliver's Land, please?